Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, welcome to Fat Mascara. I am Jess.
I am Jen. That was very like, I am Jess. I am Jess. I think we're like, I feel like I'm a little out of practice because we haven't recorded for a week because we both took a little holiday.
Oh, thank God. Thank you, sweet Jesus. I was so happy to get away, weren't you?
Yeah, just I know I love the city because I can escape the city when I need to, truly.
I needed a freaking escape. I needed an escape. I had not been away on an overnight from the city since I was at Mount Sinai giving birth.
Little Lake needed to see that there were other places in the world besides your apartment in Manhattan.
we hadn't left since the pandemic. And yeah. I felt like I was a fish, like not a fish, like I felt like I was like pushed underwater and then he just like come up from air. And it was like this, it was like, like as soon as like we were outside, it was so fantastic.
And you were rolling in style, girl.
Oh, okay, so, yeah. Let's do a quick little recap of like where Jen and I were. So if you don't follow us on Instagram, please follow us on Instagram at Fat Mascara.
This is very on brand, by the way. I went up the mountains and I camped and like was outdoors the entire time with bugs and things. And you rolled out
east, as they say. We went to the Hamptons. We rented a really cute Airbnb, which, by the way, the weirdest thing in the world, the woman who we rented the Airbnb from, we discovered after we checked out, because we were like texting. She's so awesome, this woman. She actually used to work at Harper's Bazaar. Isn't that the weirdest thing? It was a very weird, like, kismet thing. Yeah, she's so lovely. Anyway, she was like the best Airbnb host ever. Anyway, I was one of the perks of working in this crazy biz is we were loaned an Infiniti. If you followed us, the cute little tag.
Oh, I saw your fancy car on Instagram.
It was a really, really
hashtag
sick,
not gifted, hashtag loaned.
Not gifted. No, we were not. No, this is not a new fragrance. We were rolled an Infiniti QX80, big, fat, like family car, which was amazing because traveling with an infant not only required an entire day off of work just to pack for the trip. So I was able to jam the entire contents of our home, like the pack and play, the freaking Dakota, the everything.
I love that every person out there that's a parent who is not in Manhattan is like, yeah, that's just how it works, Jess.
Oh, so funny. No, our doorman was like, he saw us like sweating, like just like down like 45 trips. And he was like, yep. Yep, that's how it is. So we packed everything into the Infiniti, and it was amazing. But when we picked up the car, I just didn't know what to picture. I knew I was like, oh, like big, awesome car. It was the most gorgeous Bordeaux color, which like talk about kismet. Like I'm putting out some energy. Bordeaux is my color for fall. You know how cardamom is my...
I would have been like, you guys, the drivetrain is amazing. And Jess is like, it was a beautiful Bordeaux.
No, it was the most beautiful color. So cardamom is my scent for fall.
Okay. Like established. Like, okay.
This is like, color. Is my candle. Like, yes, I have a Bordeaux diaper bag. I have a Bordeaux purse. This was the color. We rolled around. Ooh. We had the most amazing time. I watched Emily in Paris. We're going to discuss that later in a future episode. And Jen and I have been talking offline about it. I got to watch Emily in Paris. I got to spend time with my baby without thinking, oh God, in 20 minutes, I have another Zoom call. Take the baby. To have this uninterrupted time to watch her laugh and smile. Saw some friends. Aww. Saw my cousin. It was just great. It was amazing. It was amazing.
I'm here for you for the fall of Bordeaux. I do have to say, one of our topics this episode, we can get into some seasonal colors, but we're going to talk about the Pantone color of the year. Clearly, we have thoughts.
Wait, I want to talk. Wait, whoa. I've been just jamming on about myself. What about your trip? Yeah.
What about your trip? I'm bad at talking about like my own stuff.
Wait, your own stuff? I'm not talking about like your like childhood like trauma or something. Like you say my own stuff. My own stuff. I just...
It's such classic Jen. I'm like, let's segue to the topic.
I know. I'm like, wait, so tell me about your camping trip.
Oh, I camping. I go camping like every other weekend though. Like we did beautiful fall hike. The foliage was changing. I like saying foliage is foliage. Mm-hmm. There was lots of Bordeaux tones. It was great. It was beautiful.
Jen gets so shy.
I do.
I ask her
a
simple question, like, how was your weekend? She's like, on the agenda. Next. That wasn't to be discussed.
I am all like, right, you know, all facts people. Just all right. Get me back in my science corner, not my personal sharing corner.
Okay. Anyway.
I think I had a podcast or something.
Okay.
God, some of those podcasts where people just get on and talk about themselves nonstop, I just can't. That's why I'm segging now to the beauty stuff.
So let's talk.
Why we're all here, Jessica Matlin, to hear about beauty, not to hear about me. we want to talk about colors. Pantone color of the year. Plus, we have lots of beauty news to catch up on, and we're going to raise a wand.
Right. Okay. Oh, I have my thing, my thing right here. I'm so excited to tell you about my razor wand.
It's so good to see you. And it's so good to be like back with our listeners. Let's do it. Bum, 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 bum. How's that? How's that for the beauty news sound? Was that good?
That sounds like...
An elevator has arrived.
No, it sounds like the next like dramatic action is going to happen. Like, that's like the Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, bum 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 bum, and he looks deeper into someone's eyes.
By the way,
Larry David got married again this week.
Leading off the beauty news,
really bummed.
Larry
out.
David got married.
I had a shot.
All right, okay. What I really want to talk about. So it's time for the beauty news. Fashion month. It's wrapped. And wow, that was weird. I'm not gonna lie. Jess and I started out our careers as little baby beauty reporters, scurrying around to shows everywhere. I've even been to Paris to go to fashion shows and report on beauty trends backstage. We've over the last 4 years, we've talked about how much this whole thing has morphed into something completely brand new. But no one ever saw 2021 spring fashion shows coming. It was like some shows were sort of proceeding as normal, like a couple in Milan and Paris where like there was a runway, but others were like cutout dolls that like literally I was like, I pictured them dancing. Like there was a puppet, like there was like a puppeteer marionette looking show. Like I love how creative everybody got, but it made my job and our job of sort of predicting the beauty trends quite hard. However, I gave them all a good look because I wanted to report back to you. I do have to say, Pat, Mother Pat, we love you. Come on the show. She was able to work some magic.
Pat,
come on the show. Chloe in Paris, she did like a very smoky eye. And in general, as predicted, I think you and I have called this, lots and lots of eye makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Like For the foreseeable future, we are going to be playing with eyeshadows. Jess, you got your new e.l.f. glitter eye.
Oh my God,
on.
I love it.
I've been doing more eyeliners because we're all wearing the masks. So there was like cool eye looks at Vivienne Westwood, Giambattista Valli. You know, I feel weird about predicting a trend in general, but the eyes had it. And I think that's what it's going to be until we all get to take off the damn masks. Okay. Moving on. I don't know if you've heard, here in the United States, we're having a presidential election. Cool. So that's news. But I have to give a shout out to makeup artist Lillian Brown. When I tell you about this woman's life, I think everybody needs to go and get more details I'm about to give you. But makeup artist Lillian Brown, she passed away. It was maybe 2 weeks ago at this point. She was more than 100 years old. This woman did the makeup for 9 U.S. presidents.
Did she do both parties, like both Republicans?
Everyone.
And wow.
There was a time when we all got along and the same person
Republicans
could do
and Democrats, they would use the same makeup artist. That is beautiful.
She did the makeup for Richard Nixon. Like when he was doing his resignation filming video, she was the woman that powdered his nose, cleared his tears and stuff. But she was more than a makeup artist. Her life's actually quite amazing. She's written books on public speaking. She worked all the way up until on Clinton. And what a freaking life. And she was just one of those people who wasn't like about the glamour of makeup. She was about making people look like themselves.
That's amazing.
I know.
That's really like a gifted person.
I want someone to do like a docuseries on her. Listen, if we were a super rich podcast, I would fund that shit. Brought to you by Fat Mascara, the story of Lillian Brown. I'm just saying.
She must have so much insight into who these people really were, you know, and like she must be there in their darkest, most anxious, like their most real moments.
Like right before you go on television to talk to an entire nation about something very serious, she's the one in your face calming your nerves and powdering your nose. Because that's what makeup artists do. They're not just making you look good. They're like the people that make you feel good right before you go out into the world. Anyway, what a life. And I just wanted to pay a little bit of tribute to her.
That's awesome.
Okay, next up. Oh, this is interesting. I'm so excited. I'm not excited I get to talk about this, but so my sister-in-law, Nicole, she works for the U.S. Labor Department. She told me about this a couple weeks ago. Part of her job is finding out what is going on around the world as far as like child labor, convict labor, making sure the United States is not involved in anything like that. She had found out that a lot of hair and hair extensions and wigs were being banned as imports in the United States because of bad labor practices. So here's what's going on. The U.S. has banned imports of hair weaves, wigs, and extensions from Western China because it's believed that these are being made in forced labor camps by Uyghurs, which are the Muslim minority group from Western China. You've probably been hearing about this in the news. There's lots going on. So, of course,
it's a genocide. Right.
Yeah, but of course there's politicizing about this. Like, are they or aren't they forced labor? But I will tell you, you should go online and Google this. If you buy hair, buy extensions, have a wig, have weaves, make your own. I know a lot of women with weaves also tend to buy you buy a new one every couple months. Make sure you know where yours are coming from. And some have been banned. So if you've been having trouble getting your hair, this might be the reason. But I think it's a good reason that it's not available to you right now because of, you don't want to be buying anything with forced labor. So that's interesting, and we will put a link in our blog so you can read more about that.
Thank you for sharing that news. The whole situation over there is like absolutely gut wrenching.
It is crazy, and I also felt very cool because I felt like I have a primary source as we like to have in media. I'm not re-reporting this. I heard this from literally the U.S. Labor Department.
You must have such interesting conversations with her.
Interesting, but also kind of disturbing at times. But this is the first time because she listens to the podcast that like her world and my world overlapped, and like in a way we were like, this is kind of cool. Okay, and now let's go to the science corner, and it's going to be
your happy place, your comfort zone.
Yeah, let's not talk about me. Let's talk about the science corner. Okay, just up front, I'm going to say we need to have an expert on to dig into this some more. But California has become the first state here in the United States to ban additional chemicals from cosmetics. I know you've heard this stat a million times, that the U.S. currently bans 11 types of ingredients from cosmetics, and the EU bans over 1,000. That stat can be misleading. It's used a lot in natural circles to be like, oh my God, can you believe there's, 900-something chemicals that we're not banning? But a lot of those things are ingredients that you would never, ever put in a cosmetic anyway, like mercury or things that are clearly harmful. So, like, take that with a grain of salt. However, science evolves and, you know, as it comes around, particular chemicals are found to be carcinogenic, endocrine disrupting, you know, or have hormonal effects. So now there's a new list of ingredients that California only will be banning with their cosmetic fragrance and flavor ingredient Right to Know Act of 2020. So I took a look at the list because I was like, oh, wow, like, are these in a lot of products that now we're not going to be able to buy if you live in California? Most of them are formaldehydes or formaldehyde releasers or ingredients that, if mixed with formaldehyde, would release formaldehyde gas, kinds of things you'll find in really strong hair straighteners, salon strength products, old school nail polishes. I mean, like, how many years have they been free
like
of everything?
The kind that my grandma used.
I found a nail polish online. It had that like conical top, like a white triangle top.
And like ridge. Still, like ridges.
Yes. I think it was one of the phthalates that was in that was like a known to be, I don't have the details, sorry, on what was in that one. But truly, if you are able to buy that nail polish, wow, good luck to you. I don't know where you found it in the back of some dusty thing. Because a lot of these are not in a lot of products. However, there was one ingredient. And so I just wanted to name this one. It was Quaternium 15. That was of the list, one that I found in quite a few products. Now, this is banned in the EU when in combination with formaldehyde because it could sort of make the product release more formaldehyde. That's not how it seems to be banned in California. So if anything has that, it's going to have to be reformulated. And you can find some stuff that does shampoos, makeup removers, soaps. So I'm not saying if you turn over your label and you see Quat 15, holy shit, it's going to give you cancer. That is not at all. In fact, it can have allergic reactions, but it is not a carcinogenic unless it's in combination with other ingredients. But still, this is like, things are evolving here in the United States. So we'll put a link to the list of the ingredients that are going to be banned in California. I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see legislation pop up in other states and then also maybe at the national level. We know there's legislation that's been sitting there for years, you know, on how to overhaul this whole process. Who's to say if that's going to happen? But here comes California doing it for themselves. So good on them. And let's hope this makes all of our products happy, healthy, you know, all the good stuff. And that was my science corner. I hope I didn't screw it up because I probably pronounced Quat 15 wrong. Jeff.
Thanks,
Jess's husband. Don't yell at me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, Jen. When I heard about Pantone's new color,
yeah,
I felt a little bit of a prude.
Okay, so why don't you share? Pantone's 2021 color of the year is
period red.
I have so many thoughts. I have so many thoughts.
I really felt, well, I felt a little bit like I was back at Teen Vogue. So when I was beauty director at Teen Vogue, we did a lot of, this is when Teen Vogue turned from being like the Teen Vogue that was really about like, you know,
my cute room with my
bedroom
from PB Teen.
Yeah, like, you know, like high fashion for young girls to like the woke Teen Vogue that it is today. And it was a really cool time to be there. It was a really important time to be there. But we did a lot about like menstrual awareness. And I'm really proud of the work that we did there. But it was very much like a very purposeful pivot to that kind of like,
yeah,
content.
Yeah, period positivity, period, which at exactly. that time was not something easily talked about
right.
years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess now it's sort of like trickled down. And I don't mean that in like a negative way. The trickle down, I don't mean that like...
No, it's become... Or like trickled up to like the wider context.
Yes, exactly. Almost. Right. Yeah. So for me, it was a little bit like of a like, oh, we're doing this. We're still doing this. I guess I just think we have the freedom...
Yeah. First of all, I should say Pantone, I don't know if you guys know, that's like the color authority.
Yes,
they do the Pantone swatches. Since 2000, every year they've been doing a Pantone color of the year. That means like every year of Jess and my career, like their color will come out and beauty editors are all over it because like then you see it trending in makeup products or you're used to, and it's supposed to say something about the wider world. And so here we are with period red. My first thought though, before I get into like my many... I feel like we have the privilege to talk period positivity in the United States, and I understand that globally it's not the case. And, you know, there's still taxes on period, you know, accessories mm-hmm. that are unnecessary. But is this the place to have that political conversation? Or not even political. Is this the place to have that conversation is what I keep going back to. Like,
you mean like you don't know if this is going to move the needle? Like, if this is...
It's not
going
to move the needle, is it? Like, it's a color of the year. It's like a trendy marketing thing. Like... I get it. They tried to do this once before, I think in like 2018 or 19, they picked both pink and blue and it was a way to have a discussion about the gender binary.
Right,
and
I thought that was very cool too.
And then I get mad at myself because I'm like, listen, you want to like have these discussions however you can have them, but is Pantone who needs to be leading off this discussion? It feels weird.
I commend what they're doing because, well, first of all, they partnered with the Swedish-based brand called Intimina. I don't know why it's so hard for me to say this word. Intimina. And I, of course, they're Swedish because they have like less like hang-ups about all this stuff to create this campaign. And it's called the Seen and Heard campaign. It's about breaking down taboos surrounding menstruation, which, by the way, I think, you know, you and I are two women who work in media. We live in New York City. For us, it's like, you know, I feel like just thinking back to 2 minutes ago, I'm like, oh, I feel like I've done this before. It sounds a little like...
Because we have the privilege to say, oh, that's old news.
Right. So I do think that there is a lot of people who this is just like, this is fresh to them. So if Pantone is getting in the party, I think great, the more the merrier.
Okay.
But I agree with you in some ways because like it's like, okay, how is Pantone going to move the needle in this conversation? Maybe it should be something like Kotex or something like... I'm sure brands like Adidas and Nike have done things like this, you know, but like a big brand like that to get in on this conversation, not something that is so like B2B, like Pantone, where most people don't know what Pantone is. But I do feel like the fact that I was kind of like, I did a double take, I wonder what the average Jane is going to think, like, are they...
Or Joe. I think it was also for... Because it's trying to get people who don't menstruate in on the discussion.
Yeah.
Because if you menstruate, of course, you're going to have a more open attitude towards, like, this needs to not be something we keep in the closet and don't talk about. Can I say my real thought, though, when I saw the color?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. that is not the color of period red. Like, it's like a bold, bright red.
It's bright, bright red.
It's like, it felt weird and it made me think about periods in like a very like visceral, like descriptive way. And I guess that's what they're going for because they're supposed to have shock value. But like, I don't know. Here we are talking about it. So clearly maybe it's working.
No, it's clearly working. I would love to see the always and the Kotex and to see like what they're going to, how they're going to pick up on this. Like, you know that I always talk about like the doves and the axes. We always talk about this on
this
campaign.
This is the thing about the Pantone color. It's, they do it across industries. So they don't just want, you know, menstruation care products to be talking about this. I'm guessing they want a nail polish to come out and be like, oh, what's that color you're wearing? It's period red. Oh, why is it called period red? Well, because a lot of girls in the world or people who menstruate in the world don't have access to, you know, tampons or pads, and because it's stigmatized in a lot of cultures. And so, but like, are you going to put that on a person to then have to have that conversation just because of that? I don't know. It feels like a weird place to do it.
Is the buyer for, you know, luxury brand X or, you know, Kmart going to
like,
be
like... one of my favorites was Marsala because I think I was at Mary Claire and Marsala was the color of the year.
Beautiful, like,
And I got to like do like a brownie red wine story and like it was just kind of fluffy and didn't really mean anything, but it was a beautiful color that was trendy that season. It was very like, you know, 70s looking.
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess we don't have the freedom anymore to just be like, oh, that's a pretty color. It has to have like a connotation of... like a statement making something behind it.
It's kind of everything right now though, isn't it? Right?
It is. And I get annoyed every now and then. And then I get annoyed at myself for getting annoyed. But sometimes like I just need, I just want like a freedom of, like a place where I can have a, like just be free of having to have deep thoughts sometimes. Does that sound horrible? Oh my God, so horrible saying that.
No. It does. You don't sound horrible, Jen. I mean, we've gotten some feedback about like, you know, they like the podcast because they just want to hear about beauty for a little bit. I mean, look at people watching Emily in Paris like crazy. You know, it's this number one on Netflix right now because it's this frothy, you know,
frivolous,
like, you know, beautiful, like kind of travelogue show. There's a moment or two of like where people talk about Me Too, but it's just this really silly show. So I don't think you're wrong for thinking like, oh, well, you know, does it have to be like this? But I do think, I mean, you and I were really excited to talk about this item because it's a really interesting thing that Pantone's doing. Whether or not we're
It is, but I'm sitting here, and this is the hard thing about having a podcast, because the minute I start giving my opinion, I start worrying that I'm alienating our listeners out there who come to us because they want to hear about beauty and they don't want to have to bring other conversations into their beauty conversation. But then I feel guilty that I'm not doing that because if you have a platform and we're talking about beauty, this is something important to all people who menstruate. Like, it's kind of like, it's just like sometimes I just don't want to have to think about serious stuff, you know?
Well, it shows a mixed bag, you know? So it goes in waves. Right. So guys, if you like where we're going, let us know. If you don't like where we're going, let us know. Just know that the show is in evolution and I'm sure some of you are struggling with some of these thoughts too. I hope so.
Yeah, and I'll talk about blow drying my hair next week, I swear.
Let us know what you think of the Pantone color. We're going to put it up on our Instagram stories and see what you guys think.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. And we've got a good one from a listener. Take it away, Meg.
Hi, Jess and Jen. My name is Meg and I'm from South Australia. And I really love the podcast and Fat Mascara blog. Huge fan. I would like to raise a wand to Lush shower gels and in particular the Rose Jam and Honey I Wash the Kids shower gels. The skin on my body is really dry and if I'm honest, I'm really just too lazy to put body lotion on after every shower, even though I probably should. But whenever I use a shower gel from Lush, my skin just feels really soft and hydrated and just lovely all day. The Rose Jam fragrance, I didn't think I would like. I'm not really into florals, but it's really sweet and lingering, but it's not at all overpowering. And I love using it at night. Whereas Honey I Wash the Kids is really warm and uplifting and obviously has that really nice honey smell. I really like using it in the morning. All of the Lush shower gels, they're really thick and creamy and they lather up beautifully. A little bit goes a really long way. So I find I can buy a bottle of shower gel. It will last me months. So I just wanted to give Lush shower gels a shout out. Hope you're both having a wonderful day. Bye.
Okay, Meg from Australia. Thanks for calling in. Actually, what, Jess? You want to say something?
I have to interject.
Why?
Meg, that rose jam shower gel is so good. I've tried that before. And I was like, I tried a mini and I was like, I need the big guy, the big kahuna. It's delicious. Oh, and it's not too rosy crazy. It's like sweet.
Meg gets you. She does. Mm-hmm. Also, didn't she sound so lovely, crisp, and clear? That's mm-hmm. because she emailed us a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. But also, we love your voicemails. You can call us. The phone number is 646-481-8182. We will not pick up the phone. It's just a voicemail box. So go ahead and say whatever
the hell
you want.
It's not Jen Sal. She's not going to pick up camping.
If you're still annoyed about what I said about period color of the year, call me. Rant. I'm not going to get on in the middle and say, like, let's have a discussion. I want to hear what you have to say, though. So 646-481-8182. All right, let's raise our own wands, shall we? Jess, why don't you go first? Because you've been like all episode. I just see her keep picking up something and putting it down. What is it?
I am so excited about this. So the brand is called Ona Organics.
I know it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I paused because there's a little line over the O that I guess it tells you it's the long O. Right.
Yeah.
Ona Organics, it's a hand sanitizer. And you might be thinking, why are you so excited about a hand sanitizer? Because it smells so spa. You know, I like smells that make you feel like you're at a fancy spa because I just like that kind of thing. And then no one's going to a fancy spa anytime soon, at least not my world. It smells like, I'm going to spritz it. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard that. And it's in this nice
sound
glass.
Effect. I like
yes.
it.
It's in a nice glass jar, a nice glass spray bottle. I prefer the spray spritzers because I feel like they're less sticky and tacky on the hands.
Yes.
Right? Dries very quickly, a nice flash off. And you get a nice generous size amount. And here's the best part. It smells like cedar, vetiver and lang lang because all of those organic oils are in there. Uh-huh. Now, when I was younger, I used to go to New Hampshire every summer with my family. We rented this like little like condo and it all smelled like cedar because the whole condo was made out of cedar. It was like a ski condo. We don't ski, but we went in the summer. And it takes me back, instant scent memory.
Like those closets, those cedar wood closets.
Everything was cedar.
We would go to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Right. It was all cedar closets.
Right? So I feel like childhood, like transportation right here. And you might be thinking, this is going to be very expensive. This is very luxurious. You hear that glass bottle?
Nice recyclable glass bottle, yeah.
It's $10. Yes, that's not $2.99 from Duane Reade, but you get a nice amount. And this feels like far more expensive. Than what
that's like
really
not
is.
A tiny, tiny bottle either. That's
it's a big bottle. It's going to last you a long time.
And it's very fall too, those fragrance.
Yeah.
It'll really go with your fall of cardamom. So I like that. And you know, it won't, with your candle that you have going.
The candle.
You know, contrast, it'll go nicely with that.
And it feels like really kind of like soothing. It does feel like a minute to yourself. So Oma Organics, $10 hand sanitizer.
Ona with an N, right?
Ona, Ona.
We'll put a link on the blog.
Yes. What do you have?
I want that now. But I'm raising a wand to a foundation. It Cosmetics Your Skin But Better Foundation. I just upped talk. Sorry, I tried really hard not to do that. But I am sure I like this. I'm not asking if I like it. I do like it. It has a serum-like quality. It's a very thin foundation. So you can put a veil on, and it's like the name says it, your skin but better. But the reason I like this a lot is I put a veil on, but I've been having still, somehow the redness came back on my chin. I don't know if it's the weather or whatever. I need to go back on that probiotic thing, you know.
Aurelia.
Get back in my routine. But so then you let it set and you can put two coats on and get more coverage, but you don't feel like you're wearing a freaking raincoat on your face.
Right.
You know when you wear a medium or full cover foundation and you just like, I feel it. I feel it there. Like the whole thing just feels like a raincoat on my face.
Yeah, that's
very
a good analogy.
Sheer. And usually with the sheer ones, the color range isn't great because they're like, oh, your skin shows through. So we only need to have like 10 shades. I believe it comes in 40 shades.
Holy cow.
Right. So it's sheer at first, but like you still cover stuff. But then if you want to build, you can build without feeling like you have a bazillion things sitting on your face. You know, I've been IT Cosmetics fan since like back in the day. I think they do such a nice job formulating skincare, like skin products, you know, makeup,
yeah,
face
yeah,
makeup
for
products.
Sure.
I'm not saying, you know what I'm trying to say. Right?
Yeah, face. Like the face category.
The face category. And so this is a good one. I've been using it a lot to help me hide that like fall redness, and I love it. So raise a wand to IT Cosmetics.
Nice.
All right. We'll see you guys on Thursday for an amazing yes.
Oh my God, it's big.
Oh God, it's really big, and I'm like nervous already. Okay, bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.